Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And actually, as I have the microphone, just to thank you for these 2 years. Actually, it's the second round of your chairmanship we are doing too. So this means that we are really coming from the past. It's been a long time. It's like more than 15 years we have been working together, Peter. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. We still look very, very young, but, you know, it's... Is that we are aging together, so we don't see the process. Yeah. Well, so thank you. Thank you again. And we are waiting for the third mandate, so,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Now, yes, I have to inform you of something, that there are some changes of names within the division and the section that you need to be informed about. There are two different processes. The most important is that the division will be renamed Sustainable Land Division. It was felt that the name was very complex, forest, land, and housing, and that we had to find a sort of overarching theme and make it more online also with different divisions of ECE, which are called Sustainable Energy, Sustainable Environment, and Sustainable Transport. So we'll be Sustainable Land Division, as land is at the basis of the work on forest and, of course, the work on housing and urban planning. So this is the first piece of information. The second part is that also you have heard that there will be an office, the ECE-FAO joint office. So this will be a part of the section of ECE. So then the section will be renamed the Forest and Bioeconomy section, under which there will be the ECE-FAO joint office and the Trade and Nature-Based Solutions Unit. The Trade and Nature-Based Solutions Unit will only have ECE staff, while the ECE and FAO joint office will be the office of both ECE and FAO following the partnership agreement. So that's just a piece of information for the record, so we will add that also in the report of the meeting. Thank you very much, Peter.